Good afternoon, people. Are you excited about what you've seen so far?
Yes.
I'm excited. And I think we should say, are you ready, team?
Yes.
Watch! Eagles rise higher and higher. Thank you. I think everybody has now met me. When I was working as a horticulturist, I used to say, I am Mark from the park. As a gardener working in the parks department. So the gardens were great. Anyway, working with eagles is even greater because when you work in the park, you're working on the ground. When you're working with eagles, you want to rise higher and higher.
Yes.
And I'm sure, who of you want to rise higher than where you are now? Fantastic. Well, hopefully the session that I've been given is going to help you. And I've got a lot to say. I've got to read through my notes as quickly as possible. So put some carbon paper in your brain so you can listen twice as fast, because carbon paper duplicates what you can do. But I really give thanks to God for the things that have happened for us in our business and what has happened in our lives, because we've been prepared to step out and then step up. So the title of my session this afternoon is Stepping Out and Stepping Up. And the more you step up, the better it'll be. Because if you step up,
yes,
you go higher.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
So the purpose of this afternoon is to be able to step up and take our steps and grow up in the business. So when we started in the business, we didn't think of it as a business. We just wanted to make money. We had no kit opening or business launch. We had no strategy to get our business going as to why we wanted to do it or anything. But what we did have was excitement. We were very excited. We found that we could start making something happen. After going to the functions, and you've heard all the stories about the functions, we started to treat our business like a real business. Some of you are walking around today and going out and answering cell phones and stuff like that. Yeah, when you're in a meeting, you're in a meeting. My phone is off. People need me, they get me in the breaks. You know, treat it like a business. But also you want to have a strategy and a plan, because if you have a strategy with a plan, you know where you want to go. So at first, our strategy was to invite anybody and everybody to the business. And that's not necessarily the best way to do it, because you invite some really interesting people into your business. You want to have people going with you, not people who are going to pull you down. But like in the session this morning, we started to follow the Eagle Team system. And one of the things in the Eagle Team is prospecting. So you do an interview, you check out if you're happy working with the person, you show if they're interested in there. And you know, in order to do this, you have to get out of the house. You cannot build the business sitting in your house watching TV. You have to get out the front door. Yesterday morning, I went for a run just after 06, and I made 3 prospects. Sure. 2 of them were here. The one had to call out for his electrical business. Just yesterday morning, get out the house. It's fun. You meet some interesting people. I won't tell you the other part of that story. Some of you have heard it already. When you get out and about, you start making new friends. Some of you the Namibians, man, I want to really recognize the Namibians. Kamal and Kashundi and the team, man, they were like gospel preachers out there evangelizing in here in Livingston. How many of you came as a result of those Namibians inviting you? Anybody here because you're Namib? There you are, there's some people there. Okay, yeah, they got out there. They started making new friends. I learned that you have to have a plan, because if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. We found that when we had a plan, it made the going so much easier. So what did we put into our plan? Well, the first thing we started to do was have a year plan. In October, we will start planning our year for 2016. So in the year plan, we put in all the events that we know that is happening from GNLD. I always ask GNLD head office for the events that I know when convention is, and I know when the month ends are. All those get put in first because that's my focus. And presentations and training, those go in. My father was a pastor, and he said to me, Mark, you make sure that what you're doing is God's business and not church business. And sometimes the church meetings kept me away from giving freedom to my family and to other people. And I really appreciated the fact that he told me. So I got prioritized on creating a difference in people's lives and in our own life. So those things went in first. So then the family things, then the church stuff, and then the work stuff. I got that year plan sorted out. Then I had a monthly plan which showed ADTs and the leadership trainings, and then a weekly plan. If you plan on a weekly basis, getting your training events, your demos. I used to plan at one stage, and I'm still doing it. I plan everything that's going to happen in the week that I know that's happening. Because when somebody phones me and says, you've got to go here, I say, sorry, I've got a meeting. And my work came second to my business, even though I was full-time employed. My director used to phone me up and say, when are you free for us to have a meeting? Because he knew my diary was planned. Folks, if you plan your life will go the way you want it to go. Otherwise, people plan it for you. Then I got into the daily plan. And my daily plan starts at 5:45 with meditation and thought and a quiet time and exercise. And there's a whole series of things that I've written down in my diary for every day that are routine things. And I end off at the end of the day with reading the scrolls and reading the positive books and the various things that have to happen during the day. Again, when you plan, it's much easier to follow the plan. And you can plan around that. My wife, Shane, loves incentives. So at Monday night, they used to have a special draw for anybody who did 100 points in that week. From the beginning, we did 100 points every week. So by the end of the month, we had 400 points after the first month. Isn't that awesome? Sometimes we missed the beat, but I mean, consistently, she made a plan. I don't know where she found the money because we didn't have the money, but she made a plan with that. And so she drew out of the box, and it helped us to be consistent. And it helped us to be persistent. Sometimes she just topped up stock. You know, she wanted her 100 points. She wanted to draw that thing out of the box. And she got 100 points because she topped up stock. And when she bought the stock, there were times when she bought stock. She said, lovely, I don't know where the money's going to come from to pay this. But before it was delivered, there was orders for it. It'll test your faith, people. It'll test your faith. A quitter never wins, whereas a winner never quits. And you want to have that as an attitude if you want to step up, and step out and step up. Shane helped us to focus on so many of the incentives. There's some incredible incentives in the business. The 3 and 30. If it wasn't for the encouragement of Shane, I wouldn't be wearing a 3 and 30 superstar. And we're in our second year of doing that. But it's because of focus and running for those incentives. You get some lovely gifts at convention when you do a 3 and 30. The 500 savings club, the step up incentives, senior manager incentives. Those of you who are senior managers, every month that you do 1,000 points with a 3 and 30, you get a hamper of about 350 kwachas worth of product. Who'd like to get that every month? I think our daughter, before she left for overseas, got it 4 times. Awesome stuff. When you become a director, there are director incentives. And those help to encourage you. So focus on those. We ran for those incentives. And when you focus on those incentives, you're doing the work to get them, but that you're going to help to take your step. There were travel incentives. Do you know the incentives? We were in Hong Kong last year, but our daughter's in Taiwan, so we went to convention, and we went to go and see our daughter who'd been there for 6 weeks. Wonderful. Who'd like to do that? Go and visit a child somewhere and have a company contribute to your costs. But we stepped out in order to step up. Charlie has some very exciting incentives, and we'll hear more about the cruise later on, I believe, as we go. And then, of course, there's the Acres leadership things. So if you run for those things, you're stepping out and you're gaining and you're stretching yourself. You know, when you pull a rubber band, I was playing with the rubber band earlier on. When you pull a rubber band, the further you pull it, it never goes back to where it was. So stretch yourself as you step out. You know, when I was walking this morning, I was walking like this. I'm going somewhere. So folks, go with an energy as you go out. People look at me, and I find people smiling at me. That's how I met one of the gentlemen who came yesterday. He looked at me, and I reversed. I said, you looked interested. Well, he came, because I was going somewhere. So look like you're going somewhere, and that'll help you to get going. We realized that the incentives that we've been helped by, we're now duplicating in our own team. So next weekend, we've got an incentive back home in our hometown at a coastal resort. We've booked the resort, and those who've qualified are going to be with us, and we're going to do a special leadership for our team in the resort. Who'd like to go for a whole weekend, 4-day weekend, and not have to pay for accommodation? Okay, but we've learned from our uplines, you duplicate what they do, and you reap the rewards. It's wonderful, and back home it's tax benefit as well. The other thing is, in stepping out, I've always been conscious of time. My time and other people's time. When a meeting is scheduled to start at 10 hours, I get there at 09:45 so that I can be there. And I stay until the end. And I stay in all the time. Because if you leave early, if there's delays along the way, you're going to miss out on something that you might just hear at the beginning. I don't want to miss out on something that's going to change my life. I don't know about you. And if I'm running late, I will phone the person and say, sorry, I've been delayed. When my son and I came up here in February for the leadership and the work that we did, we made it to the venue 45 minutes before. No, we made it to Zambia 45 minutes before we were due to start. We still had to book in at the lodge, and we had to get to the venue and be changed. We made it. We didn't shower. We didn't do anything. We just changed and went there because we had a commitment to be there for the people who committed to come at 17 hours. So be conscious of your time, but be conscious of other people's time. So don't waste people's time when you're going to be doing the business. Let them see you running your business as a professional business and that you are serious about where you're going. If I also make use of a diary. My diary, even now while we've been here, little quiet messages are popping up of things to remind me of what I'm needing to do during the day. My diary controls what I do. Nobody else does. God guides me. I put it in my diary, and then I do the work from there. And so I don't have to remember because my diary will tell me. Mine is an electronic one. I spoke early on about come early and stay late. Come early to every meeting. If you're around here, you get to meet the leaders. You get to rub shoulders with them. And sometimes when we've done that, we've got little bits of precious things that have been given out. Sometimes there's things being handed out for people who come around. Those of you who came in early after lunch, some of you went home with some money. Who's won money this weekend? Who's had some money? Where are the people? Only two people. Who's come out of the drawers here over the last 2 days? 100 rands. Three, four. Yeah, put your hands up. Let me see. There we are. So you came early. You got a benefit. And your attitude was right after that because you got yourself there. And that'll help you to step out and to take it further from there. The other thing about coming early, it sets a good example. Leadership is by example. If you lead well, your people will follow what you do. The other thing I'd like to encourage you that I found is so important. Wherever you are, be there. Wherever you are, be there. When you come to this meeting, don't worry about the family back home. My wife is being taken care of. I've prayed for her. God is going to look after her. And the angels will surround her, like we've learned from Charlie and stuff like that. You know, they're there. There's nothing I can do about it. When your phone rings, don't worry about it. It's not life and death unless you know that there's somebody ill back home and you need to have some information. Focus on where you are. So be in the session. Take everything that you can. Because I found that by listening to the sessions, I gain so much more than if I'm distracted. Because I used to be distracted by things. And attend all the sessions. I get very disappointed if I get delayed. You'll see when we're at the bigger functions in Bloemfontein, when the session breaks, I run to the door and I run to the loop because I want to get back so that I'm ready in time for the session. Because it's my attitude towards those sessions that helps me to take my next step. I talked about switching off your phone. Rather switch off your phone when you come to a meeting, because then you're not going to be distracted by the things that are coming through. We also realized that coming into this business, that the way I dressed affected things, the way that people responded to me. So when I'm out and about, I dress much smarter these days. I realized that a gardener doesn't wear smart clothes. Yeah, but I dress much smarter. And it's amazing how when you're walking fast and you're standing up straight and you're going around, people start smiling at you. And I've met so many people because of my change of attitude and my change of dress. It's wonderful. And I mean, if you want to step up, do something different because maybe what you've been doing is not getting where you want to go. So I realized that the people on the stage in Bloemfontein who were making money were well-dressed. So I've decided to, in order to step up and be on the stage because they're making money, so it became a goal of mine to get on the stage. Because that's where the money was. Not because I wanted to talk. I was as scared as anything when I started talking. But because that's where I wanted to go, I adopted the dress style of those who were successful. I dropped those kind of things. So I looked much, much sharper. The other thing that we found too is that our uplines always spoke positively about us and about other people when we were around. That edification of people. You know, we've seen it here this weekend. Hey, he's done such a good job. Man, you've got an awesome upline. Man, your downline is doing an incredible job. Beeman and Lisa, I think you guys have just done such an incredible session now and the one before. You know, it's really wonderful to see how people participate and how they stand so much bigger. I can remember when we stopped at a garage traveling back from Bloemfontein. My wife normally tells the story, so I say it with humility. I went and talked to Charlie. Never met him before. I'd seen him, but I never met him. And he looked me in the eye and he said, Mark, you can do it. And my wife said she saw me push my shoulders back and I stood up. Man, We were in action. 6 months later, we were directors. Just because somebody believed in me. And that makes a huge, huge difference. So edify your uplines. You know, if let people know that you love them. Sometimes you have to push them because you love them, but let them know that you love them. Just love them. You know, not that you want to benefit from them, but that you love them. Bless them. You know, let's set them free to become themselves. We found it was very important to find positive things to say about people. So often you get into a group and you start talking negative, and that'll pull your business down. So if you want to step up, find, look for positive things. Charlie's got a copy of a book there that we're studying, From Prison to Praise. It's about how in every single situation you can give thanks to God. That DVD that we watched just now was meant to be before the first session after lunch, but it fitted so well. And I was concerned, and I said, oh, thank you, Lord. And it fitted much better where God wanted it to be than where we wanted it to be. And so give thanks when challenges come your way. When you get into a meeting like this, also talk positively about things that are happening. Don't share your negative things, because you may just steal somebody's dream and prevent them from stepping up. And you might prevent them from stepping out and becoming a different person. Okay. Our uplines used to share news with us, and we really enjoyed that news, because when we read that news, we could take the information that was there about incentives and information and use it to keep building our businesses. And the other thing that I found that is important, if you want to help your team to step up, it's so easy these days to send SMSs and emails, but they've got no emotion. Imagine if I was talking to you like this all the time. You would, some of you already falling asleep after lunch. We probably had a big lunch. But if I talked to you like this, you would not be excited. But if I picked up my phone and I said to you, you know, hi, Sierra, how are you? He's going to speak, you know, be excited. Hi, Tabita, how are you, Tabita? Lewa, she's really smiling. You see, you know, but if I send an SMS, she's going to say, hi. You know, there's no emotion. So yeah, if you want to step up and step out, in that sense. Have voice contact with your people. Yes, it costs a bit more, but they like to hear your voice. GNLD and the Eagle team have taught us that honesty and integrity is important. And I want to just hammer something here. Every time I've been to Zambia, the care issue comes up. Those of you in the business know what I mean. Care is a disinfectant. It's not a liquid to consume when you have an internal problem. Care is a disinfectant. And if you don't have, if you haven't had a copy of the official notice from GNLD, if you want to step up and you want to step out, get a copy of that and you'll see what they have to say there. Okay, in summary, and just to end off, when you get going, plan your work and work your plan. If winning is your focus, you're going to get yourself into action. Remain consistent and persistent. Be punctual. Dress smart. Be professional. Always edify. Practice honesty and integrity. Be a friend and work with your team. And as you build friendships and step out so that you can step up, I think about how Jesus sent his disciples out into the world, two by two, saying, go ye into all the world. My father had a newsletter that he used to send out, and that's just stuck so much into my mind. If we go out with our team members in the beginning, taking them by the hand, showing them how to prospect, inviting presentations with one-on-ones, demos, business launches, and follow-ups, etc., we'll be like that Noah's Ark where they came in two by two, two by two. How do you like them coming in two by two into your team and your team to start growing? In the same way, our business will be very diverse, very strong, and it'll help us to stem the tide of poverty, disease, lack of direction. And I believe that as the dove of hope allows us to step out and step up to a brighter future, which will enable us to rejoice in the new land of health, wealth, and making a positive difference in other people's lives. I've enjoyed sharing it with you. This is the last time I'm going to do a session. I'm going to do a panel tomorrow. But may God bless you as you go out, two by two. Go ye into the world. Yeah.